It's time for a takeover of the broadcast here on KUKU 100.3 for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigitte Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Thank you, and good afternoon from Stratford. Seems like we spent a week up here.
We've lived here this week.
Pretty much, but glad to be here for the final in the consolation bracket of the Stratford Invitational Tournament. The Bears taking on Cassville, an unknown to me, Marty. I don't know if you've talked to anyone else about this Cassville team. We did, Coach Forrest was telling us that the old Mount Vernon coach is down here coaching the Cassville team right now, so that speaks well for them. And anyway, Bears coming off the win last night and coming off a win over a conference rival, Ava. And Ava played in the previous game to this one, Marty, and they looked pretty good.
Yeah, dominant win for Ava against Buffalo in the seventh-place game. So the Blue Bears able to get a win in this tournament, and they'll finish 1-2 in the Stratford tournament. So Ava with the win in the first of four today at Stratford. The third-place game coming up after this, and then the championship, of course, to cap off the day. Cassville, they lost to Seymour in the first game of the tournament. That Seymour team is loaded.
That's no disgrace.
No big issue there. And then came back and beat Buffalo on the back end, 56-49. So just a 7-point win against Buffalo, who finishes in eighth place in the tournament. So I think the Bears would be favored in this game for sure if you're going off seedings and just early results. But as we saw in the first game from the Bears, you certainly can't take anybody for granted.
No.
And the Bears, it was a hard-fought win last night against Ava. And that Ava team, just kudos to Coach Jenkins and how he has that team prepared and ready to go. They are a very scrappy bunch that plays every minute of every quarter, and they're going to give you everything they've got. And I thought, like Coach Forrest said in our post-game interview, he's played them, seven or eight times as a head coach, and no game has been decided by more than 10 points. I mean, they're just always going to be competitive, and they gave the Bears a hard battle last night, and Willow able to pick up the win. And he also mentioned, off air that the three main scoring threats for the Bears are all battling injuries, especially Colby James, who has an ankle injury, but he's still out there trying to perform, and Brady James and Caden Lee have various injuries as well. So Bears are going to try to tough it through today and then shut it down for a weekend and try to get better before a big shootout next weekend in Springfield. They've got Summersville on Tuesday and then a couple of more high-profile games coming up on the weekend on Friday and Saturday in that new shootout that we're in.
Yeah, I understand that shootout's been going on before. This is not the initial one, but we've never been in it. So it'll be a new experience for the Bears squad to work in that Springfield tournament before the holiday.
About 2 minutes before tip here. Again, the Bears and the Cassville Wildcats. We'll take a quick 1 minute time away and come back for the starting lineup and the tip-off. In 1 minute, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
G&W Foods in downtown Willow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Willow Springs.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back to Seymour. We were talking about Seymour.
It is maroon.
Being the class of this tournament, possibly, but it's Cassville today for the Willow Springs Bears as the Bears go for the consolation trophy in this one, losing the opener to Sparta and coming back last night against Ava to pick up a win. So we're waiting for the introductions because of our...
the digital programs have been a bit of an issue.
Lack of information as far as the Cassville team is concerned.
The digital program does a nice job connecting us to a Google Drive with the Cassville program, but and there are names, but there are no numbers. So we're going to have to get the numbers from the PA announcer.
Very incomplete.
So we'll be real quiet here.
Yeah.
The 10, Tyson Bonkey.
Did you get those?
I think so. Well, I got a few of them anyway.
Okay. All right. Now we introduce the...
I'll let you do that while I try to figure out who these guys are.
All right. Introduction for the Willow Springs Bears is the usual starting lineup to an extent. Toby James gets the start along with Caden Lee. And then Brady James, and then Brody Thompson. James Dean gets back in the starting role tonight. He was not a starter last night, but he is this afternoon, as those five will be starting for the Bears in this one. Marty?
All right, we've got Bomke, Winnington, and Drollinger. I don't have names for 20 and 23.
There's a Ryan or a Brian.
They don't have, right. So we'll try to pick that up. There's a what and a what?
Well, it was either a Ryan or a Brian, one of the two.
They have a Brian. I'm going to guess that's number 20, Nathan Brian.
Okay, that was the name.
Okay, well, 23 then is the only one I think we're missing, and we'll try to get that one as we go. He's wearing Michael Jordan's number, so he's probably a prominent player for the Wildcats. In black, the Bears are in white, and we're ready to go from Stratford. Tip controlled by James Dean, back to Colby James. Bears will have the ball first. Lee on the left wing up to Dean, right side for Brady James. Bears in their home white. Going left to right. Colby pull-up jumper is good. About a foot inside the three-point arc. Contested jumper is nothing but net. The Bears open on a 2-0 lead. Wildcat gets up top to Drollinger. Dribbles with his left. Picks up the dribble and fires back top of the key for Brian. Over to our mysterious number 23 who walks in the paint but doesn't get whistled for it. Hands it off to Brian. Picks up the dribble. They go back, top of the key for Bomke. Shot clock down to 12, pulls a three. It is off the mark. Rebound underneath and a foul coming against the Bears. Whittington with the rebound went up for the put back through the foul. And Whittington will go to the line shooting two for the Wildcat.
Brady James picks up the foul for the Bears. His first team foul of the game.
I expected it to be on Thompson, but it's James with the foul. Free throw is good. And Cassville's on the board. Cassville Wildcats, blue and, or rather black and gold. Missed the second free throw, but there's a rebound underneath. Three ball in the corner is in and out. Rebound again by Cassville. Wildcats will try to reset. They'll go to the basket in the paint. Runner is good by Drollinger. And Cassville has a 3-2 lead. And again, the rebounding is not good for the Bears.
Didn't see any work at all by the White, the team in white on the boards on that possession.
Brady James, top of the key, into the corner for Lee. Caden gets to the free throw line. He'll back it out to Colby James on the left wing. Colby to Thompson. Thompson draws the defense. Kick it to James in the corner for three. Got it. Brady James with a fadeaway three. And the Bears go up 5-3. Wildcats. Spin. Drollinger can't get a shot off. He'll tip it back top of the key. 23 loses the handle on it, and it's fair ball on the turnover. first drive to the basket.
First turnover of the ball game goes to Cassville.
6:19 to go first quarter. Willow with a 5-3 lead in the consolation title game. You don't want to call it the championship, really. It's the consolation game. Bears trying to get two wins in the Stratford tournament. Brady James in the corner. Didn't pull the trigger on it. Tries to go back to Thompson, who wasn't looking, and it sails out of bounds and a turnover on the Bears. Wildcats take it back. And Cassville moves it across the logo. Tip it up top of the key. Checking left. Jump stop at the free throw line. Tip it back to Bryant. Bryant working on Dean. Gets to the block. Spins it back top of the key for Bomke. Bounce it underneath right to James Dean. The Bears take it away. Ahead to Colby James. Colby gets to the baseline. Reverse layup is in. Nice move by the senior. He's injured, but you wouldn't necessarily know it. Bryant on the right side. Puts the ball on the floor, goes between his legs, tip it back into the corner. Bounced it down low. Ball picked up and fired back to the free throw line. In the paint, shot up and blocked by Dean. Colby James comes away with it. Down the floor, Lee in the corner, open spot, but he didn't take the look. Now Colby will pull up with a jumper from the right side, nothing but net. 10-foot jumper on the right wing for Colby James. The Bears have opened up a 6-point lead. Playing some good defense, and again, almost created turnover. Cassville, though, able to get it back in the paint, put it up and hit Bomke with the basket. 9-5. Willow by 4. This has been our most offensive first quarter in this tournament for the Bears. Colby James in the corner wants a 3. Got it. Bears shooting much better today than we've seen in the first two games.
Well, defense may not have something to do with that.
It's a 12-5 lead. Cassville to Bryant on the block and shot up. Count it and 1. Going to get Dean for the foul. And 1 opportunity for Bryant and the Wildcats. Dean's first, second team foul on the Bear. Bryant at the free throw line, shot is good. 12-8, 4-point lead for the Bear. Halfway through the first quarter here in Stratford, playing for the consolation. Caden Lee, top of the key. Gives it up to Thompson, right side. Colby wants another 3. No good. Skims the top of the rim. Cassville there for the rebound. Bomke in traffic. Flips it ahead to Drollinger. Shot up and no good off the back of the rim. That's on all white jerseys for the rebound for Willow. Colby across midcourt. Runs into traffic. Tries to tip it back and it's taken away by the Wildcats. Cassville trying to go coast to coast. Tip it to Whittington. Back outside. 3 ball. Is out of bounds, saved by Bryant, but right to the Bears. Colby, 1-on-2, in traffic, gets blocked and fouled hard. Colby hits the deck, and he'll go to the line, shooting 2 for the Bears.
It's pretty hard down there underneath the basket, but he popped up pretty quick. So
tough kid.
Yep,
first team foul on the Cassville ball club.
Free throw is good.
Number 10. And you have a number 10?
I do. Bomke picked up the foul.
James Dean checks out of the ball game.
Holt McGinnis comes in. Senior for senior for the Bears. Second free throw is good. Colby makes them both. 14-8. Bears by 6. 3:23 to go first quarter here in Stratford. Bomke brings it across midcourt. Throws it off of Colby's knee right back to it.
Full zone defense here.
Wildcats. Pass tip and nearly saved by Colby as he goes into the bleachers to try to save it. It'll stay with the Wildcats at midcourt.
See that little 2-3 zone?
Yeah, a little, little change for Coach Forrest. Zone defense still on here. Wildcats will take a three over it. It is off the mark. Rebound, though, underneath by Cassville. Put it up. Missed it off the back of the rack rim. Missed by Drollinger. And the Bears clear the board. Colby, the right side. Fadeaway jumper in and out. Rebound, Cassville. Wildcats want to run with it. Quickly down the floor is Whittington. Pullback jumper. Fake the shot. Give it up to Brian. His shot is off the mark. Colby with the rebound. Ahead to Thompson. Thompson, the block to the basket. He's blocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with Willow. And Thompson trying to go one on two there and out man. Didn't work. Okay, 14 is in. I'll try to find the.
Pennington, I think
name.
They said. Pennington?
Pennington. Penning? Okay, we'll get the right name in a minute. As the Bears work it around the three-point arc. Right side, Thompson. Underneath to James, Colby. Spins on the baseline. Keeney. Brady James for three off the front of the rim. No good. Thompson there for the rebound. Put it up. Missed it. Rebound, Cassville. A couple of good looks for the Bears. Wouldn't go down. And the Wildcats back the other direction. Into the front court. Tip it back. Now cross it over to Baumke for three. It is off the mark. It hit the top of the backboard, but they didn't whistle it. And Cassville comes away with the rebound. Get it down low to Whittington. Layup is good. Whittington with the basket.
That should have been called. The basketball popped up there and hit the corner of the backboard, but no call.
120 left to go first quarter. Shot clock at 25. Bears with a four-point lead. A couple of missed opportunities the last two times down the floor. Caden Lee in the paint. Floater goes down. Nice move by the sophomore. And it's a six-point lead for Willow with a minute to go in the quarter. Keeney across midcourt. Go left side for Baumke. Baumke. The Drollinger on the baseline. Drollinger pivots. Throws it into traffic. Cassville comes away with it at the top of the key. And now Baumke will reset with 15 on the shot clock. Lost it. Brady James there to pick it up. And back come the Bears. Brady in traffic. He'll pitch it to Colby. On the block. Runner goes in. Got the roll. And the Bears go up by eight. It's their largest lead of the day. Shot clock and game clock are just about synced up now with 30 seconds left to play in the quarter. Near steal by the Bears. They're going to get Caden Lee for a foul.
Not sure that's going to be on Caden.
Caden going for it, and he will get the foul call. Grady Friga checks in for Thompson.
Thompson, that could have gone either way.
Coach Forrest would like a little explanation there.
Yeah, I agree.
Cassville will inbound. Shot clock is off. 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cassville nearly throws it away, but able to get it back. He'll work it over right side. Baumke for three. No good. Rebound underneath by the Wildcats. Looking for a shot. Bears go straight up, but they get it anyway. That's the mysterious number 23. And we'll try to get a name on 23 at the break. But he scores there. Makes it a six-point game. 5 seconds. Colby to the basket, no, but he is fouled. And again, hits the deck hard.
Lots of bodies on the floor, not just Colby, but also one of the Cassville players on the wound up on the deck as well. But foul on 33. Got that one?
Nope. Richie, it sounded like, maybe? Yes, we have a Richie.
Okay.
So 33 is Richie.
All right.
We win.
We're getting them there.
Free throw is good. By Colby James. Just 1.9 on the clock. Not much time for a shot after this second free throw by Colby James. It's up and good. Bears by eight. Cassville will try to throw it in and tip it up. Full court shot at the buzzer is no good. And that's the end of quarter number one in Stratford. Bears lead at 20-12. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozone. Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Second quarter about to get underway here at Stratford. Consolation bracket.
Final. Consolation final. Let's
final.
Call it.
Okay.
Winner, I feel like calling it a champion.
Well, the winner of this game gets a trophy.
They do get a trophy.
I guess you can call that whatever you want.
It's a fifth place game if you want to be a little more negative about it.
Cassville with the ball as we start the second quarter. Bears up 20-14.
Bears trying to get two wins in the Stratford tournament.
20-12.
Wildcat threw it underneath. It tips loose on the floor. Colby dives for it, and Coach Forrest gets a timeout. So the Bears will have possession when we come back. 20-12 Bears as we start the second quarter. Well, we'll make sure that Coach Forrest actually did get a timeout there. And, yes, he did. We'll take a quick 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Stratford, Bears with the ball as we begin quarter number two. Willow leading 20-12 over the Castle Wildcats. Brody Thompson gets hooked, gets away from it, gets it over to Friga left side. Jumper is no good, rims out. Dean tips it, but it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Castle basketball. Bears have had a better shooting day today. Rebounding could still use some work. We'll have the ask coming up for you at halftime. Enhanced stats today with Megan here as our statistician. Air ball by the Wildcats. Colby James brings it back the other way for the Bears. Colby crossover. Jumper from the free throw line. Nothing but net. Just a pretty shot by the senior.
Bears up by 10, their biggest margin of the game.
Wildcats into the front court. Throw it left side to Richie. Back up top to Bomke. Bomke, Richie, open three in the corner. In and out. Rebound, James Dean.
That's tough shooting right there.
For the cold afternoon for the Wildcats. Bree James in the paint. Floater won't go. Friga had the rebound, but then got tied up. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with the Bears. Brady James comes out. That might be the first time Brady has gotten a spot on the bench this week. Caden Lee comes back in, and Coach Forrest rotating those three out a little bit today. Brody Thompson up top. Colby pulls back for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound tips. They're going to get Grady Friga for reach
again
on the rebound.
Got the tall team in there now for the Bears with James Dean and Friga. Well, Friga was in there. McGinnis takes his place now. Foul on Friga was his first.
First foul on either team this quarter. And a travel on the Wildcats. So they caught it in mid-stride, and we've got a name for our mysterious number 23. And it is Barry Into.
Hughes.
Barry, oh, Hughes. Hughes, sorry. Okay, that's good. That's a lot easier to say. Hughes is number 23 for the Wildcats.
Okay.
And I think now we're caught up. James Dean, left block, shot up, rims in. I mean, it circled the rim.
It's old. It's
three or four times. And Big Smooth got the roll. Bears go up by 12. Wildcats underneath throw it out of bounds. Ooh, I think they got that wrong. They're going to give it back to Cassville. I think that was tipped off of a Wildcat. But
the Bears did tip it at one point.
But then I think
in that transition.
Yeah, it tipped another Cassville player on its way out.
You're right.
Wildcats will get the ball.
Fisher did not see that.
Keeney will inbound for the Wildcats. He'll throw it out the midcourt for Whittington. Whittington at the free throw line. Tipped over left side for Hughes. Back up top of the key for Keeney. Bears back to man defense now. Went to zone for a little bit. Back to man. Wildcats in the corner. Hughes takes the shot. Now takes the jumper. No good off the back of the rim. Colby with the rebound. Colby to Lee. In the corner. Dribbles in. Big jump stop. Back to Colby. Long jumper. Good. Colby. Done a lot of scoring here in the first half, but it's a 14-point lead for the Bears. Wildcats work it up top of the key for Whittington. Spins in the paint over Dean. Blocked by the big guy. Tip it out. Three ball is no good by Richie, and the Bears have the rebound.
Colby James again with the rebound.
Colby, big jump stop into the corner for McGinnis. Now McGinnis has it tipped out of bounds off the Wildcats. It'll stay with Willow. Cassville has not scored in the second quarter. And they have been on a long dry spell here for the last several minutes.
Brody Thompson checks out for the Bears. I'm not sure who went in.
Brady James went back in.
That's who went in.
Colby at the logo with 5:15 to play in the first half. Willow leading by 14. Brady to Caden Lee. Open three. Got it. Lee with the tray, and the Bears go up by 17. And the Wildcats desperately need a basket, but they lose the ball. Brady James takes it away. Ahead to Lee. Caden for the layup. And a timeout, Cassville. It is all Bears here in the second quarter. Willow leading Cassville 31-12. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
4:51 left to go in the half, and the Bears, they're on some offensive explosions here. A 31-12 lead over Cassville as we are in the about halfway through the second quarter. Cassville
gets
the ball.
And they've got some work to do. Dribble into the paint, kick it out. Bomke tries to go baseline, pass cut off, flips it back to Drawlinger. Tipped away, Cassville gets it back in midcourt. They go into the corner. Big bump on McGinnis, and going to get him for a foul.
No, I think so.
As Whittington was trying to drive to the basket, he and McGinnis got tied up, and they'll get Holt for his first foul, I believe.
Yeah, second team foul on the Bears this quarter. First team foul, or first personal foul on McGinnis.
Bears leading by 19. Looking good here in the first half. Wildcats, and a new player entering game number 5 for Cassville. We'll try to find that name as we go. Bomke at the free throw line. He'll backpedal toward midcourt, one arm at left side for Drawlinger.
25-second clock wasn't running.
Bomke at the free throw line. He'll backpedal toward midcourt, one arm at left side for Drawlinger.
25-second clock wasn't running for some reason.
The official
stops
play here.
We played at least 10 seconds. Finally started. So it didn't.
So what do you do with that? Do you run it down a little bit?
I don't know. It's up to the officials, I guess, to decide what to do. That's their job. The guys in white stripes paid for something here.
We do have a 3-man crew here at Stratford today. And
a fashion statement by one of them. He's got
I wonder
nice. I don't know. You don't call it a mullet, do you?
It's kind of a mohawk mullet.
Yeah.
Right?
It's kind of a combination. Yeah. He's got a head shave on the side all the way up. It's quite fashionable.
There's your Larry Spence Fashion Report for the day.
Well, there was a lull in the
air. It is a statement, I will say
it
that.
Is. Yeah.
They're going to run the shot clock down to 18.
I think that's about right. Yeah.
With 4:18 to play in the quarter, Cassville will inbound. Wildcats with the shot clock down to 10, dribbling at the logo, going to have to do something. They'll flip it left side for Keeney with 5. Keeney picks up the dribble, back to Bomke with 2. With 1, pull-up jumper from the free throw line, and he banks it in.
He got it.
Bomke with the basket, and that breaks a long drought for the Wildcats. And now
the
whistle blow, the shot clock's messed up.
Now they got it at 15, and it was supposed to start at 35. So,
you know, this is kind of a new thing in Missouri high school basketball, so they're still working out the kinks of how to operate.
Well, I don't
things.
Know. They had it last year.
Well, only
for the tournament, I think. I don't know if they had it any other
I think just
time,
the tournament.
Yeah.
All right. We got that squared away. Shot clock will be at 35. There's 3:52 on the game clock. Bears leading by 17, 31-14. Lee, the James brothers, Freya, and Thompson, 5 on the floor for Willow. And I don't know what we're waiting for.
Well, I don't know either.
Everybody's kind of standing around. I think the scorer's table is still trying to maybe figure some things out.
Maybe correct that problem with the shot clock.
Well, the shot clock now went back to 50.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're still working on shot clock management here in Stratford. There, it's a 35. There's the whistle, and we're back to action. Bears leading by 17. Colby across midcourt. Brady James in front of the Cassville bench. Throws it up top to Thompson. May have got away with a little walk there. Gets it to Lee on the right wing. Lee takes off to the block to the basket. Ooh, off the back of the rim. Brady James on the long three. It's short. Rebound Cassville. Whittington pulls down the board, and he'll bring it back the other way. Whittington. And they didn't reset the shot clock this time as it was down to 12. So, on the change of possession, they did not reset the shot clock.
Okay, who's running the shot clock today? That's the question.
Well, we don't know.
No.
So, we're not going to throw them under the bus.
No.
That's a hard job down there at the scorer's table. But, yeah, somebody's getting a lot of on-the-job training today. They're going to know how to run it by the time this game's over.
Yeah, getting some OJT, some on-the-job training, but... It has been an issue.
Flips to 18, back to 35.
Back to delaying
this rapidly moving. It was a pretty quick pace game until we've had the shot clock.
And a great pace, for the Bears.
True.
I like the pace of the game for the Bears, especially on their offensive side.
Mountain Grove Panthers and Sparta Trojans coming up next in the third place game, and then Stratford and Seymour. Will be our championship game later today.
Stratford's already here, maybe.
There's a lot of maroon, but we've got Bear JV, we've got Mountain Grove, Seymour.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah.
Lots of maroon in the Stratford tournament. Castle's got the ball. We're back to action.
No 35-second clock.
I'd turn it off. Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's not working.
Wildcats with the ball. That is odd. It's not even functioning now. Wildcats work it inside. Brian underneath the basket, put it up and in. And Castle on a little 4-0 run here. 31-16. It's a good lead for the Bears, but they'd like to reassert themselves before halftime. Brody Thompson on the left wing up to Lee. Caden goes inside, puts it up. No, they're going to say he walked. I thought it was going to be an and-one. But they're going to call an extra step on Lee. And it's Cassville basketball. Willow led 20-12 at the end of the first quarter. They lead 31-16 with 2.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Brian threw it right to Grady Frigga. Drollinger ducked when the pass came to him, and Frigga took it over. Now they've got Brady in the corner for three. It skims the top of the rim. No good. And Bomke comes away with a rebound.
Then the Bears have gone a little cold now in the last couple of minutes.
Missed opportunities, and Cassville still working to get the rebounds. The official going to call the time out again to look at that shot clock.
Well, it hasn't been working.
It hasn't been working for the last couple of possessions, but I think they just now noticed. And
I think the third guy didn't realize
the other two had already decided that they were just going to play without it for the rest of the half.
Yeah. Communication.
We got to talk. We got to talk, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no shot clock for the last 2 minutes of this half, and they'll try to figure it out at halftime, I'm assuming. Bryan takes off. Right block to the basket. Layup is in and out. Frigga with the rebound. Ahead to Colby. Colby, left side. Pull up. Jumper is no good. And again, Cassville with the rebound. Colby hit the deck looking for a whistle. Didn't get one. Bryan double dribbled. Didn't get whistled for that. In the corner, three ball is no good. And the rebound tips out of bounds by Bryan. And it'll be bare ball. Sloppy last couple of minutes,
yeah,
but
yeah.
We've had a lot of stoppages too, so hard to get in a rhythm.
Yeah, we haven't. This shot clock is a big deal. I think that's interrupted the flow of the game totally.
Bears will have the ball 1:40 to play in the half, leading by 15.
They haven't scored in a while.
Colby takes a screen, pull up jumper is no good off the back of the rim, and again Cassville got another rebound. That has been the Bears' weakness here in this first opening tournament. Hughes, free throw line jumper, no good. And Frigga there for the board. Colby across midcourt. To Brady. Brady up top, free throw line. Back to Colby. Colby, pull up jumper, long two, won't go. James Dean with the rebound, put it up and in. That was a nice offensive rebound to put back to the Bears.
And broke a scoreless streak for the Bears.
33-16. Wildcats with the ball. Hughes throws it into traffic, and Brady James takes it away. Brady, head to Lee. Lee trying to go baseline, pass cut off, and get it back to Brady. Open for a three, didn't take it. Big jump stop into Frigga. And in. Nice pass by Brady James. Frigga with the finish. 35-16. Bears with 35 seconds to go in the half. There's no shot clock, and it's off anyway at this point. Bryan up top for Cassville. Looks underneath, flips it back left side for Hughes. Up top of the key for our mysterious number five, Bomke in front of the Bear bench with 18. Wildcats working into Bryan on the block. Layup is good. Good ball movement by Cassville. And they get the basket with 7 seconds to go in the half. Colby to the free throw line. Runner is good. And that will end the first half from Stratford. Consolation final. We're at halftime, and we'll lead Cassville 37-18. We'll come back for your halftime stats and a preview of next week coming up in 3 minutes. 3 minute time away. Willow leading by 19. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Yeah. Back at Stratford, where the Bears from Willow hold a commanding 37-18 lead at halftime over Cassville in the consolation final of this tournament. The Bears opened up the tournament against Sparta, the 4-5 seed matchup, and the Bears with a slight upset there as Sparta played a really good game. Bears had a 15-point lead at halftime of that opening round game and unfortunately couldn't hold on to that big lead, and Sparta got the win in game one, but the Bears bounced back with a gritty win against Ava last night and was able to get to the consolation final, and just regard that. Yeah, potential fam there, so we'll just ignore that. But the Bears looking good this afternoon, probably, and of course the matchup is different every time, but this is obviously a favorable matchup for the Bears of Willow playing their best basketball of the tournament today.
Certainly, certainly they are, and since that first half against Sparta, they have really turned it around in this game so far. Here's the way the scoring went, thanks to Megan, who has joined us today, and I'm thankful for that.
It's advanced stats with Megan.
Well, sure, and all these names that we don't have, right? That sort of thing. So, anyway, here's the way the scoring went in the first half, and as the Bears turned it on a bit, Kobe James has 21 in the first half.
He was hot.
He's got more points than Cassville has at halftime. Then Caden Lee has 7, Brady James has 3, Grady Frigga has 2, and Big Smooth has 4 in the first half. Bears were 15 out of 28 for a, wow, eye-popping field goal percentage of 54%. That's
so much better than the last two games.
Yeah. And rebounding, I'll get to that later. On the other side of the ledger, I only have numbers here, so I'll let you do the cast there because you've got them and their scoring. It's right there. That's the total for the half.
Okay, gotcha. So Bomke finishes with 4 points in the half. Leading Cassville was Bryan with 7 points. Hughes had 2, a three-pointer by Whittington for his 3 points, and then Drollinger with 2. So they've kind of spread it around, the Wildcats have, and their shooting percentage not what the Bears is.
32%. Which, yeah, it's
not great.
Not great, but I've seen worse. Rebounding, the Wildcats from Cassville about rebounded the Bears, but only by 2, 14 to 12. Again, that's an area that the Bears need to improve on. There's a lot of easy rebounds down there underneath the basket that the Bears aren't getting. As far as the turnovers go in the first half, that's much better staff for the Bears than it has been being, as the Cassville turned the ball over 9 times and the Bears only 3. So, that's a good percentage. And we had one block shot in the, I think actually there may have been 2, but I only got 1 of them written down. Dean blocked the shot.
I think he may have had 2. Yeah, there was a nice one that he had early, and ball control, I think that turnover stat's really important. The previous two teams we played, Sparta and Ava, really didn't make mistakes. Very good ball control team. Cassville, not bad, but definitely a step down as far as ball control. And it's given the Bears some opportunities for some steals and some turnovers, and that's creating things on the offensive end.
Yeah, it creates a little rhythm for the Bears. They're getting that fast break type offense, and that fits them. It just fits them. And we haven't talked about it all week much, but coming into this tournament, and you've mentioned it a couple of times, but the three Bears, the James brothers and Caden Lee, have all been battling injuries coming into this start of the season. And Kobe wasn't too bad, but he sprained his ankle the other night right before the game. And then Caden Lee has had this bad ankle ever since the football.
Yep.
And so Brady's had a bad back. So all those things will work themselves out, but it's been a bit of an issue, I'm sure, for the Bears and their style of play.
But a good first half today, 37-18. Bears with a big lead at halftime. And I'm hoping to see, we've got a couple of freshmen on the bench that we might see in the second half if the trend continues. Caden Adams and Dayton Bennett sitting on the bench. And we've seen Adams just briefly. But it'd be nice to see those two in a varsity game here.
And do something. Get in the game.
Yeah, get some experience.
Get involved, maybe get a basket or something. So, yeah, it would be.
This will be it for the week, obviously, on a Saturday. But the Bears have three games coming your way next week. Tuesday is the home opener against the Summersville Wildcats. So come to Mumford Gym to watch the Bears in action on Tuesday. And then Friday and Saturday of next week, they'll be at Greenwood playing in the Queen City Showcase. They'll play Monette on Friday at 2:30 in the afternoon. And then on Saturday night, they will play Springfield Catholic at 8:30 a week from tonight. Again, congratulations to Coach Cox and the Lady Bears. They won the Van Buren tournament. They've already got a nice big trophy sitting in the high school. So congratulations to the Lady Bears. They will be at Bakersfield on Monday to take on the Lady Lions.
Is that their only game next week?
I don't know right off the top of my head, but that's their next game. And I'm sure Bear fans are ready to see some home games and watch some basketball during these winter months. We've got a half to go here in Stratford, and we will be back for the start of the third quarter in 60 seconds. Bears leading Cassville 37-18 in the consolation final at the half. Back in a minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back to Stratford, Missouri, and the Invitational Tournament. I'm just a few miles up the road from Springfield. It is a good tournament, and the Bears JV is in this tournament as well. So we'll try to get an update on them later on.
I did. Okay. Yeah, and it's not a great update, but they got a lot of experience in this tournament. 0-3, the JV Bears this week at the Stratford Invitational. But they've got a ton of kids, and they'll get better as the year goes on. Willow's got the ball and a big lead as we start the third quarter. All starters back out there for both teams. Brady James holds it at the logo. James Dean calling for it at the free throw line, but Bears will pass it around the arc. Colby, long three from the volleyball line is good. Nothing but net. And Colby's got 24 now for the game.
Yeah.
24 of the Bears, 40. The senior guard heard about his bad ankle. He's shooting fine, though. Cassville underneath the basket, blocked and fouled.
Right.
Wildcats will go to the line. Whittington was the guy. He'll go to the charity stripe. And
just
second foul on
just
Brady.
The way the game opened, Brady got a foul right off the bat on the inside play.
Whittington's free throw is no good. They'll have another.
We're going to run the break.
Nice to see the Bears close out a dominant win and get some confidence going into next week. Second free throw is good by Whittington, 40-19. Bears by 21. Brady James on the right side. Brady, top of the key, gives it to Lee. Open three, left wing. No good off the front of the rim. And a rebound for the Wildcats. Whittington brings it back the other way. He'll spot for three up top and buries it.
Wow.
Whittington just pulled up. And it was nothing but net. 40-22. The Wildcats on a little 4-0 run. After Colby's initial three-pointer here in the third quarter, Brady wants a three from the same spot. It's in and out from the top of the key, and Whittington for the rebound. Whittington back the other way. Gets around Brady to the basket, draws the foul again, and Whittington will go to the line for two.
I think that's going to be on Brady, too, and it'll be his third. So he's having a little bit of tough luck here getting started in the third quarter.
Just a little late getting there. Free throw is good by Whittington. Whittington's second free throw is good as well. So Cassville trimmed it down to a 16-point deficit. And
well, they scored
a 6-0 run.
They scored as many points in this quarter as they did in the second quarter.
You're right. Bears get it to Colby on the baseline. Colby will take a screen, dribble up top of the key, work it over left wing for Lee. Lee back to Brady up top. Brady goes to work to the right block to the basket. Strong move by the junior.
Yep.
42-24. Bears back up by 18. 6-10 to go in the third. Grove and Sparta coming up next for third place in this tournament. Whittington, who's had a big third quarter, kicks it back to Bromke for three, and he's got it.
They've gotten hot. Cassville Wildcats have gotten hot here to open the third quarter.
Bromke with a big three.
Bears don't need to be looking back, do they?
No. We've seen the second half collapse, and the Bears would like to avoid that. Lee with Thompson to the block, back out to Lee. Open three, no good. Rebound, Bromke and the Wildcats.
Rebounds are going to the Wildcats, and the threes are two.
Hughes quickly inside to Drollinger. Drollinger on the block working on Thompson. He'll kick it back to Bromke at the free throw line. He'll hand it back to Whittington. Whittington working on Brady James. Lost the handle on it. Gets it back. Scoops it to Hughes.
The 35-second clock is working this quarter.
It is. Whittington on the block. Has it poked away. Gets it back. Beats Brian. He wants a three. And he's got it. Cassville has gone unconscious. 3 for 3.
Yeah.
From beyond the arc this quarter, and it's a 12-point game.
Yeah.
And if you're Cassville, you're thinking, man, if we can get it down to single digits, we got a ball game. Colby, left side, running jumper, splashes home. Colby tries to calm things down, puts the Bears back up by 14. Whittington up top. There's Brian, who just canned a three-pointer. Cassville shot a lot of them in the first half. They just weren't going down, but they've started connecting here in the third quarter. Hughes goes inside to Drollinger. Kick it back out to Whittington. Whittington up top working on Brady James. He'd like for Brady to pick up that fourth foul. Whittington pivots in the corner. He'll fire it back up to Brian. And the shot clock went all kinds of crazy when it hit 5 seconds. And now a long three is off the front of the rim. Bears have the rebound. Now they're going to stop play. The shot clock hit 5 seconds, and then it started just going wild.
Well, it was like doing tenths of a second, I think, wasn't it?
I don't know.
But
I mean,
it went off. It went off after about 5 seconds.
Yeah, so it was correct, but it also did something weird there. I wasn't the only one. Coach Forrest and I both saw it.
That's all I could figure out. I was doing tenths of a second. I don't know.
Well, it went like back to 49 and was just like rapidly counting down from that. I don't know. But credit Cassville, they realized where they were at on the actual shot clock and put up the shot. Didn't go. Bears have the ball. Shot clock seems to be working now.
That was a little weird.
We've had shot clock issues this game, for sure. Not with the teams, just with the technology. Caden Lee drives in, draws the defense, tips it to Thompson, back out to James. Brady for three. No good. Air ball into the hands of Whittington.
We're not getting rebounds either. It's one and done for us on the other end.
Whittington on the right side. Up top to Brian. Brian checks underneath. Goes right side. Pull-up jumper is no good off the back of the rim, and Colby skies for the rebound. Colby into the front court. Free throw line. Jumper is off the mark, and there's another rebound for the Wildcats. Bears with a little backcourt pressure. Bomke gets it ahead to Brian. Brian, pump fake, throws it into the corner for Hughes. Back up top to Drollinger. Drollinger will take a three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Brian, and it'll be Bear ball.
3:10 left to go in the third quarter. Bears up by 14.
McGinnis comes in. Dean comes out. McGinnis, Thompson, Lee, and the James brothers. Five on the floor for the Bears. Colby walks it across midcourt with the Bears leading by 14. Thompson on the right wing up top. Lee dribbles in. Contested jumper from the paint. Won't go. Rebound Cassville.
They're getting all of them this quarter.
We'll get the rebounding totals for the third quarter once we're complete. Here comes a three by Hughes. No good. And Colby James gets the rebound. Wants to go quick. Gets it to Thompson on the block. Puts it up and in. Good move by Brody Thompson. And the Bears back up by 16.
And a good assist from Colby James, too.
The court vision there to see Thompson.
Yeah.
There goes Whittington to the block to the basket. Banks it in. And a timeout, Cassville. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Willow leads the Wildcats 46-32. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
2:25 left to go here in the third quarter. 46-32 our score. Cassville almost has equaled as many points as they had in the first half here in the third quarter. They've gotten hot from beyond the arc, and they scored 14 points here in the third quarter. To narrow the lead a bit, still the Bears have a comfortable lead.
Bears like to finish the third quarter strong here as Colby brings it across midcourt. Thompson on the right side. Gives it up to McGinnis. McGinnis back to Brady James. Brady, contested jumper is short, and a rebound for the Wildcats. Cassville to Whittington. Whittington's had a really good third quarter for Cassville. He drives in the paint, looking to get a shot off. Brady does a nice job on defense. They kick it back to Brian. Brian goes baseline, shot up, nobody's fouled. Then Brian will go to the line shooting two for the Wildcats.
McGinnis picks up the foul, his second of the game, and the fourth team foul on the Bears here in the third quarter. Remember that number five, puts everybody at the free throw line.
Brian's free throw is good. Frigga will come in for Thompson. And Brian will get one more free throw. Up and good. Back to a 12-point game, so Cassville sticking around with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Colby across the timeline. Give it to Brady. Brady, top of the key to Frigga. Left side for Colby. Loses his defender. Pull-up jumper left side. Splashes home. Colby's getting close to 30 points as we close out the third quarter. Whittington. Left side. Brian takes off, gets to the free throw line. He'll give us the Bomke. Three ball is no good, and Frigga stayed home to get the rebound.
He did. Good job, Grady.
Work it ahead to Brady James. Pull up three is no good. Rebound comes out long, and it's run down by Drollinger. Drollinger, right side. Kick it up to Whittington. Whittington trying to get loose for a shot. Can't do it. Gives it up to Bryan. Top of the key. Under a minute to go in the third. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Hughes picks up his dribble. Gives it to Bryan. Bryan wants to drive. Off-balance jumper won't go. Rebound Frigga with 48 seconds to go in the quarter. Colby across the timeline. Colby takes off. Trying to find a shot. Puts it up and in. Hesitation move, and he nails the 8-foot jumper, and it's a 16-point lead for the Bears. Shot clock and game clock just about synced up at 30 seconds here. Bomke gets it to Bryan. Now a three ball by Drollinger is off the mark. Brady James with the rebound. Shot clock is off. Coach Forrest says slow it down. 15 seconds to go in the frame. Colby will walk it across midcourt. Bears will play for the last shot. With eight. Hand it off to McGinnis. McGinnis back to Brady James. Fires a three. It is no good. Rebound is loose on the floor. Frigga's got it. Put it up. Nobody's fouled. And Frigga will shoot two with nobody on the floor.
That's not good.
I was just bad for the guys.
Yeah, you never want that.
Nobody's out there.
You never want that. Both teams are off the floor, and everybody
the quarter is
the
over
floor, except for Grady. And Frigga's out there by himself shooting two. The foul was on number 24, his first.
First one is no good off the back of the rim.
No time on the clock. Frigga at the line shooting the second of two all by himself except for the official in the mullet.
All eyes. I'm sure there's a word for the Mohawk mullet.
Yeah.
That's what we've got here. Second free throw is good. 51-34. Is your third quarter score. We'll come back for the start of quarter number four in Stratford in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Getting ready for the fourth quarter to get underway. Bears were outscored in that last quarter, 16-14 by Cassville, but the Bears still have a comfortable lead, 51-34, going into the final stanza. I don't know if I just forgot. I don't think I did, but have no turnovers for either team in the third quarter. I'm supposed to keep that stat.
Well, we'll just say it was a clean third quarter.
I don't think there were any.
Bears were out rebounded 8-5. It was a lot worse than that, but late rebounds helped that stat out in the third quarter. Colby James has 30 as we start quarter number four, and the Bears with a 17-point lead. Cassville with the ball. Hughes going to dribble in, kick it out into the quarter for Bomke. Bomke loses a handle on it, but he draws the foul on the floor. And Cassville will take it out of bounds. That was going to be on Lee. That's his second. First team foul. Inbound pass to Whittington, puts it up. No, but he draws the foul on Brady James.
Yeah,
that'll be 4-4.
Yeah.
Brody Thompson getting ready to check in, presumably for Brady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Coach Forrest not going to let Brady pick up five fouls this early in the fourth quarter.
Whittington, who's had a really good second half for the Wildcats, makes his first free throw. Brady slaps his hands together, frustrated. He's coming out of the game with four fouls.
He's doing a good job on defense.
Yeah.
Taking more shots, hasn't necessarily made him, but he's taking more.
Second free throw is good. And it's 51-36. Scottsville trying to make a push here as we start the fourth quarter and try to get back to single digits. Briga hands it off to Colby. Colby, top of the key. Gets loose to the free throw line and he is fouled hard. They are triple teaming Colby whenever he gets within the 3-point arc. And that'll be the first team foul on Cassville.
Second foul on Whittington.
Hughes comes out. Keeney checks in. Lee will inbound for the Bears on the baseline. Lee finds McGinnis in the paint. Little hook shot won't go. And Brian there for the board for the Wildcat. Brian pushes it ahead. Gets it to Drollinger, picks up his dribble, fires it into traffic, and Brody Thompson comes up with it. Brody ahead to Colby. Colby picks up the dribble, back to Thompson. Colby, long three right side, no good off the back of the rim, but chases it down and then draws a foul at midcourt. And the Bears will take it out of bounds, and that's the hustle from your senior to go all the way from sideline to sideline to get that rebound.
Foul on 14, his first, but the second team foul on the Cassville Wildcats.
Down to Lee, and then he throws it right into traffic, and it's taken away by Whittington. Whittington flips, gets rid of it, back to Brian, top of the key. Keeney at the free throw line fakes the shot, goes to Brian. He gets fouled on the floor, and the Wildcats take it out of bounds. We may see some free throws this quarter.
It's McGinnis, I think. No. Caden Lee, another foul. That's his third. So Bears getting a little bit of foul trouble there late in the ball game. 6:42, though, left in it real early in the fourth quarter.
Dean comes in for Frigga. 13 foul on the Bears, 2 on Cassville. Just over a minute in. Quarter number 4. Bears trying to close out a consolation trophy here in Stratford. Wildcats pull back for 3. It's Drollinger, no good. Lee jumps in for the rebound. Back to Colby. Colby across midcourt, gets loose, finds James Dean wide open for layup. Great, unselfish play by the senior.
Good assist because they collapse on Colby and somebody's got to be open.
James Dean was wide open under the basket. 53-36 is the Bear lead. Whittington to Bomke. Spins at the top of the key. Hands it off. Keeney gets loose. Flips it back to Brian. Open three is in and out. Rebound tipped out long. Thompson chases it down. He was held by Whittington. And that'll be a foul on Cassville.
Third team foul on Cassville here in the fourth quarter. Remember that magic number is 5, and that's coming up. That's pretty quick.
That's Whittington's third. He's been their key player here in the second half to kind of keep them in shouting distance in the ballgame. Right now, it's a 17-point lead for the Bears with 5:50 left to play. McGinnis on the right side. Up to Colby. Colby, big jump step to the block, to the basket, and missed it short. Rebound Dean. Gets it back to Colby for 3, and he buries it.
That's a good sequence there.
Colby for 3, and it's a 20-point lead for the Bears. Whittington to Hughes on the baseline. Hughes working on Dean. He'll pick up his dribble. Back to Brian at the free throw line. Brian, reverse layup is offline, and Brody Thompson's there for the rebound. Ahead to Colby. Colby to Thompson, left side for McGinnis. McGinnis takes the dribble, needs a little help, fires it around the horn. Colby is going to pull back for another 3. This one's no good, but McGinnis with the rebound put it up and in.
I think Colby actually saw McGinnis where he was and thought, if I miss this,
yeah, he's going to clean it up.
And he did.
Great offensive putback for Holt McGinnis, and it's a 22-point lead for the Bears. Whittington juggled the ball at the walk.
They did, yeah.
And a turnover on the Wildcats. Bears widening the lead here, nearing the halfway point of the fourth quarter, leading by 22.
Holt McGinnis comes out, and Brady James comes back in, playing with 4 fouls.
And we're getting ready to see one of our 2 freshmen on the varsity team, Caden Adams, gets ready to check in for the Bears. 4:30 left to play. Bears with a 22-point lead. Colby to Brady. Brady in the corner. One arms it back to Colby at the logo. 12 on the shot clock. Caden Lee attacks to the basket. Layup is good.
Good move by Lee.
Pretty well defended by Cassville. Caden just went through him. 60-36. All Willow here halfway through the fourth quarter. Bryant on the right side. Up top. Nice fake by Hughes to the basket. Layup is good. 4 minutes to play. Bears by 22. The James brothers get it over to Lee on the right side. Back to Colby. Turnaround jumper is good. And a timeout, Willow. 3:49 to play. Willow in charge, leading Cassville 62-38. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
3:49 left to go in the ball game, and Marty, the high scorer, is out of the game. Kobe James is on the bench. Coach Forrest took him out. He's had a big afternoon.
35 points for Kobe. Megan will give us a stat update on Kobe's scoring for the afternoon, but I think he's done. And Caden Adams in for the Bears, and Dayton Bennett getting ready to check in as well, so Coach Forrest will get some freshmen some time here in the last 3.5 minutes. Castle driving in, and the jump ball is Adams grabs in for the jump.
Good job.
Good hustle play there, and the Bears will take over on the change of possession. 3:37 to play. Caden Lee comes out, and Bennett comes in. So Bennett and Adams,
two freshmen
in the ball game, along with Thompson, Dean, and Brady James. Adams on the left wing to Bennett. Bennett drives in, gives it the big smooth free throw line jumper.
Oh, yeah.
Rattles it home.
He loves those shots.
64-38. Good mid-range jumper for the big guy. Cassville underneath, blocked out of bounds by Dean as Richie went up for the shot on the block. And Dean, I think that's his third block of the day. 3:11 to go. Bears in charge by 26 here. Inbound to Whittington, lays it up and in. Nice inbound play by the Wildcats. Bears will get out of the Stratford tournament with two wins, 2-1 on the season, and get home to play Summersville on Tuesday night. Bennett lobs it to Dean. Dean is loose in the paint. Shot up. No good off the back of the rim. And a rebound for the Wildcats. Whittington through traffic. Tips it ahead. Shot up. No good. But a foul coming on the Bears as number five go to the line. Adams picks up the foul. And we don't have a name for number five on Cashville yet. But we're about to.
I heard Kelly.
Okay, Kelly. That's an easy one. Kelly's first free throw is no good. Frigga will come in for the Bears, and James Dean is done for the afternoon. Good ball game for James Dean.
It was. Yeah, his best so far this year, by far.
2:40 left to play. Free throw is good by Kelly. 64-41. 2.5 minutes to play. Sparta and Mountain Grove coming up next, so SBA well represented in this SBA tournament in a walk on Ben. He had a little too much hop in his there. He didn't realize he was out there hopping while he was dribbling. And the official called him for it. So turnover on the Bears. Bennett and Adams, the two freshmen, getting some playing time here in the Stratford tournament. Whittington on the block, working on Thompson, puts it up over him and in. makes it 64-41. 2:10 left to play. Brady James to Bennett. Bennett fires up a long two short. And Hughes is there for the rebound. Hughes down the floor. Big jumps up by Kelly. Put it up. No good. Rebound by Friga. He was fouled, but he's still really on wanting to blow a whistle here with 2 minutes and a blowout. Adams to the basket. Lays it up and in. Good move on the baseline.
Freshman
for Caden Adams. And he gives the Bears a 23-point lead. On the other end, Cassville shot up. No good by Keeney, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the line shooting a couple with a minute 38 left to play.
Very good. Grady picks up his second personal foul.
Free throw is short. Coach Forrest brings Bennett back to a little instructional time, and you like to see that out of your head coach, taking those teachable moments. Second free throw is good. 66-44, 90 seconds to play. Sparta and Mountain Grove will play for third, and then Stratford and Seymour will play for the championship later on this afternoon. Bears get it to Adams. Adams flips to Thompson. Thompson tries to go to Bennett, but the pass is tipped, taken away, coast to coast. Layup is missed by the Wildcats. There is a tussle for the rebound. Bodies on the floor. Jump ball is the call. Possession arrow will stay with Cassville. Keeney did a good job of jumping that pass and just couldn't complete the play. And now Thompson will come out. And McGinnis will come in to finish up. And I think Thompson may be a little gimpy there as he trots to the bench. Here comes a three by Cassville in the corner. No good. Rebound. Tip. They're going to get free for over the back. And the Wildcats will go shoot some more free throws with a minute to play. Jim, starting to fill up here this afternoon as fans get ready for the third place in championship game. Stratford supports their athletic very well, and they will have a huge crowd for the championship game. Free throw is good by Drollinger. We'll have the final stats coming up for you and a quick visit with Coach Forrest after the game. Second free throw is good. Even 20-point lead for the Bears. 66-46, minutes to play. Brady James across midcourt. Brady shades to the right side. One arms it to Adams. Adams pulls back for three. Got it.
Hey.
Okay.
Now we know what these players
are. Caden Adams with 5 points. His couple of minutes of work. 40 seconds to go. Cassville with the ball. Work it over to Whittington for three. No good off the back of the rim. Adams is there for the rebound. 30 seconds to play. Shot clock is off. Bennett. Lost the handle on it.
Got it back.
Kicks it back. Gets it to James in the corner with 20. And Coach Forrest says kick it out. And the Bears will probably not take another shot. Well, Ben was going to go to the basket. And Coach called him back on it. And now Friga will hold it. And that'll be your ball game with 5 seconds to go. Bears will win it. 69-46 is your final. We'll come back, wrap it up with some stats and a visit with Coach Forrest. In 2 minutes, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK News.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick of GMC in West Plains. We buy cars. We are not only the best place to buy a car, but we are also the best place to sell your car. Stop by with your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Ozarks.
Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Stratford, Bears win at 69-46 is your final, joined by Coach Forrest. And, Coach, before the game, I have some unofficial contacts with the team, and they were telling me that, how banged up you guys are, and that your star senior was battling some injuries, and then he comes out and puts up. Puts up 35, yeah. And looks like you guys were put together a full game today, and a lot to be excited about with that final game of the tournament.
Yeah, it was. And if you would have seen us in the locker room at 7:30 this morning, Colby bobbled in on one leg, and Caden was laying in the floor stretching, and Brady was limping, and I told him, "Hey guys, you got to decide you can play or not." And they're like, "Oh, we're playing." So they got themselves ready to play and got loose. And, that sometimes that first week, big shocker of just playing.
Yeah.
I'm proud of the guys. They came out ready to play. In the first half, we really played well defensively. I think we only gave up 16 points in the first half and only 6 points in the second quarter. And outside the first 2 minutes of the game, we did a better job rebounding. I still really stress that point all the time. But I'm proud of the guys that, after kind of an up, not an upset, Sparks said, but a game that we had control of and lose it on the first night to bounce back and find a way to win 2 in the tournament. We walk out of here 2-1, and that was the goal from the time we ended the Sparta game, is that we got to try to get done. So we were able to do that.
Felt like last night at Ava, it was kind of we got to get back to what we need to do, and got some momentum after this game. Now you look ahead to next week, and you got Summersville at home on Tuesday, and then a couple of kind of marquee matchups in the Springfield shootout. So want to try to get everybody healthy. But now you got a little momentum to move forward.
Well, we got Summersville Tuesday night home opener, so I hope everybody comes out and catches a glimpse of us there. And then kind of exciting thing for the boys. We're going up to the Queen City Bill Rowe in their shootout or something like that, showcase. We play on Friday at 2:30. We'll play Monette. And we played them last year, so they're going to be athletic. Their football team was in district championship games, so they're going to be athletic. And then we'll play the next night at 8:30 versus Catholic. And we've already seen them in the Jamboree. And they're a good team. They're pretty balanced. And it'll be a good opportunity for us. I'm excited. The boys, it'll be a good time. We'll go up there for a couple days. So good to play up in Springfield. There'll be a lot of people there watching and a lot of big teams from out of state.
Yeah.
And we're actually opening it up Friday. We're the first game. So excited about that.
All right. Good basketball coming next week, and enjoy the rest of your weekend without driving back to traffic.
That's right. All right. Thank you,
guys. Congratulations, Coach. Bears are the consolation bracket winners with a pretty dominant 69-46 win today over the Cassville Wildcats. And we've got your final stats coming up in just a moment.
Hey, I can give you some stats.
Can you give us some stats?
Turnover stats and get started on that. Turnovers were wildly in favor of the Wildcats as they turned the ball over 11 times, 6 times for the Bears, and 3 of those came in the fourth quarter late and after the bench had come into the contest. So good afternoon for the Bears as far as turnovers were concerned. Block shots? We had 3 block shots from James Dean in the ball game, so that was a good stat to have, and one that we don't hear about very often. So, okay.
All right. Scoring for the Bears. We mentioned it with Coach Forrest, but 35 points for a banged-up Colby James. Not too bad. 9 points for Caden Lee. 8 points for James Dean, 5 for Brady James, 2 for McGinnis, 5 for Adams, the freshman off the bench, 3 for Frigga, 2 for Thompson. Everybody except Bennett scored that got into the game. So that's a good balance scoring for the Bears. It's been a big, big game from your senior. For the Wildcats, they were led in scoring by Whittington with 17. 12 points for Brian, 7 for Bomke, 4 for Hughes, and 4 for Drollinger. For the game, the Bears shot 50% for the game. That's a really good percentage. 23 rebounds for the Bears, 7 steals. Basketball for the game, 32%, 26 rebounds. So they did out-rebound the Bears by 3 in the game and 3 steals. So Bears shot better, created more turnovers. The rebounding, as Coach Forrest said, still something to work on. But a good solid effort by the Bears today. We will join you again on Tuesday night when the Bears have their home opener against Somersville. Thanks to Jack back at the station all week here in the Stratford tournament. For Larry Spence, Megan Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Stratford.